से आपका महाराज को बहुत नाम हो गया, कितने उदार होंगे कि क्या मुझे बताएंगे। उस समय महाराज जी हम लोग के इतने महिला करके रख देते, कोई एक पैसा प्रणामी दे देते, पंद्रह पैसा एक एक पैसा महाराज जी कहते थे तुम हजम कर नहीं पाओगे, तुम लोग मरोगे दिशा में। आज तो ब्रह्मचारी समिति की पकड़ में महाराज जी सही बात है, मानव समाज के सभी एकदम बन रहे हैं, बन रहे हैं। जो पैसा रखेगा वो जरूर करेगा। खबर बात सन्यासी ब्रह्मचारी मन के रहने वाले एक पैसा भी मत रखना, उसमें बीस लगा हुआ है तुम लोग हजम नहीं कर सकते, हम नहीं तो बीमार करके फिर संसार में जाना पड़ेगा।
संसार बाबू जब जाते श्रम महाराज किसी प्रकार से जी गौ उम्र में आप लोग अपने आप की पुत्री के भांति अपने पुत्र के भांति जैसे जो बहू के द्वारा गुजार के द्वारा रक्षा करते थे और उनके पुत्र शासन और पुत्र परिवार को उनके भी स्नेह भी था। जब भी हम लोग बीमार हो जाते थे हम लोग मुझे इतना पैसा नहीं था जो प्राइवेट डॉक्टर दिखा है, बस अस्पताल में बात करने की भर्ती करते थे। उन्हें कितने कोरोना में स्वयं जाते थे, अपने सिर पर हाथ रखते थे, कोरोना करते थे। अब हम लोग इसी बात में महाराज के साथ में पिताई खा करके भी बड़े दिन आज तक खाने खा करके भी अभी करते थे। जब हम लोग शिक्षा लेते थे किस प्रकार हम ये रह सके
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're describing the characteristics of Sitya Krishna, Vishnupad, Shishima Bhore, Krishna Das, Goswami Maharaj, the exalted Paramahamsa Mahapagavas, who we have been hearing about in glorious qualities. Here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Srila Maharaj composed the service, and he said, "Small Gauri Kishalaya Bhakta Abhad Bhuta Mutahe." That actually he appeared like a Kamadutra. Kamadutra personality is a highly, highly advanced, realized soul who is completely connected with the transcendental realm, although he is physically, apparently living here in this material realm. But he has no identification with it. And he is not functioning according to the ordinary social norms and expectations of this mundane world. Because he can very clearly see the platform of pure spiritual reality. And he is touching that 24 hours daily. He is completely connected with the supreme absolute truth and the Nitya Lila of Sri Krishna, living in the holy Dhamma. So even though Sri Lord Shardas Babaji Maharaj exhibited externally extreme renunciation, as we just heard, his renunciation was reminding everyone of Sri Raghunath Das and Swami Pai, who also exhibited such extreme degree of detachment and renunciation to this world. So his renunciation reminded everyone of him, and it was, as mentioned, like the lines which are drawn in a stone. You cannot erase it, it's firmly fixed. But how is that possible? Not by imitation, not by just attempting to display the symptoms, but these symptoms were coming automatically. Because internally, what was his divine realization? So he was completely, as he was just saying in this song, he was constantly singing Radhe, Radhe, there were 10 schools of separation, wandering the Sri Vrindavan Dham, and Sri Navadri Mayapur Dham, absorbing the eternal sacrifice of the Supreme Lord, and tasting that nectar. So, in this Pranam Mantra, saying, Bhaktavan Kumbhagurdaye, Gaurambi, Padma Vrindaya, he was like a bubble leaf. That is always hovering about the sweet transcendental lotus feet of Gopal Mahaprabhu and Sri Navadvipa. And also, Ramchal Pava Ishaidari. He was absorbed constantly in the rules of service, Radha Dasya, which was exemplified by our Trayuda Sattvacharya Sri Ramchal Dasya as well. So, in this very high state, most of all in the state of transcendental consciousness, he would externally exhibit activities which were largely unfathomable, not understandable by the general public. And his instructions were also sometimes surprising or shocking viewers to the persons who come to him. But underlying all of his instructions, he would show mercy, always showing mercy, by trying to give the proper conception. Because the neophytes, devotees, the materialistic tendency always for cheating. Always there is kamatya, sukhinati, deceitfulness, hypocrisy, which is invading the heart. But the pure Vaishnavas, they are always aware of the tendency of the divinity souls, and for their benefit, they are always trying to point out these tendencies. Firstly, sometimes smashing these tendencies of hypocrisy. Like Sri Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada described, they are holding the sacrificial sword in hand, just like sometimes when they perform Guru Puja and they sacrifice a goat or something. So the neck of the goat is lying on the chopping block, and the slaughter is holding up his hand, and the servant in his hand is the sacrificial sword. So what is this indicating? This is indicating that Sri Guru, with harsh words sometimes, but very perfectly, he takes the sacrificial sword, and what is the hand of the animal? It is the false ego. It is the tendency for hypocrisy and cheating of the disciple, which is aggravating the spiritual he takes that sacrificial sword and he cuts off his false ego. So Srila Bhakti Sarvati Bhakti Maharaj was so merciful in this way, everyone who came to him, no one could cheat him. No one could cheat the pure devotees because he was Jivkavasya. He understands everyone's heart and he knows exactly what medicine to give them. There was one Bhattacharya. He was someone who had heard him. He approached Srila Gauri Sarnath Prabhupada Maharaj. So please, Prabhupada Maharaj, I want to receive instructions on confidential practice of Ashtakami and Vina Smara. I want that you will give me this instruction so that I can meditate upon the eightfold daily pastime of Rasa and Krishna and become absorbed in this. And Srila Bhakti Maharaj answered him, oh, I do not have so much leisure time right now. Maybe you come back later when I have some time that I can instruct you. Then again, this man returned back another time and requested the same. Bhakti Maharaj again said to him, oh, I don't have time now. Please come back again. Again and again, this person approached, and each time Bhakti Maharaj spoke like this. But then finally, Bhakti Maharaj, this person began to get the message, and he said, oh, please instruct me for my welfare then. Please tell me what I should do. And Srila Gauri Sarnath Bhakti Maharaj, then he spoke him. He said, if a person is attached to an ordinary coin, a little bit of money, in this
don't go away.
They're building a platform 2 stories high. They're climbing up on this high platform. But what are they doing from this platform? Simply passing schools. Why? Because they have no conceptions. What is the actual value of this Ashtakami of the Swarup? And he told, if you want to understand these things, then you will have to come to the association of the pure Vaishnavas. You will have to chant Harinam in their association. You will have to constantly serve the Vaishnava. Then when your heart is purified, then in the course of time, your Siddha Deva, your transcendental external spiritual identity, then it will manifest. And then you will be able to properly understand what is Ashtakami Yogi Bhajan. So, Srila Gauri Sarnath Bhakti Maharaj always would give such beneficial instructions to people who would come to him. Another man, he came to Bhakti Maharaj from Vrindavan. And he said, oh, Bhakti Maharaj, oh, at that time, Bhakti Maharaj, he covered himself with cloth. And also he covered his feet. And this man came and approached him, oh, Bhakti Maharaj, please give me some instructions. That you are my, I'm accepting you as my spiritual master, so please give me some instructions. Then Bhakti Maharaj said, it is better that you should go somewhere else, because I am not really a Vaishnava. He was covering his feet, so that no one would touch his feet. And then he said, oh, better that you go to others. There are so many gurus who will very happily, they will extend their feet out so that you can touch their feet. And they will reward you with so many luxuries. You will be able to have very nice puri and halava, and he made so many sweet preparations, opulent preparations. These gurus, they can actually reward you. They can give you some uncool things that are favorable for your bhaja. Like this in a sarcastic way. He was telling to this man, finally this man, he understood the message. And then, so Babaji Maharaj, please tell me then how should I actually proceed forward? And then he said, you should eat rice, which is soaked in water, that means pankabat. In Bengal, they take the rice that is cooked the previous day, they soak it in water overnight, and then in the morning they drain off the water. It's a very, very simple way of living, and she was working short of Babaji Maharaj, sometimes he was looking to eat that. He said that you should sit on a straw mat, you should wear a cloth that no one will steal, like this, telling him you should look very simply, and you should chant Hari Nam in the association with the Vaishnavas. If you chant Hari Nam under their guidance, in their association, living in this simple way, then you can attain your ultimate benefit, what will actually be unapproved for you. So like this, Shri Swarthi there's so many instances of his life and teaching, but he's showing the position of great mercy to clearly reveal the hypocrisy that lies hidden within the heart of the conditioned soul. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written in the Mother Diksha to also teach the sadhaka how he has to become free from the kabakya puchinati, or any chitta prosya kabakya puchinati, harakara. He says that, oh my dear mind, you are bathing yourself in the trickling urine of the donkey, of hypocrisy and deceitfulness. And you were thinking that by bathing in this trickling urine, now you will become purified. Suddenly, this foolish mind is trying to see that this will be beneficial. So, Srila Murti Shrivana Swami Maharaj very kindly pointed this out, that this is the nature of the pure Vaishnava. They do not want to see that their disciples, that those who have come to them will be cheated. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, there is the cheater and the cheated. Srila Murti Shrivana Swami Maharaj said this. Simply cheated and cheated in Kali Yuga. But the pure Vaishnavas will never cheat anyone. Not unless they want to cheat their own doubts, then they will simply neglect them. But if someone comes to the lotus feet of the pure Vaishnava, and they mercifully are able to approach that Vaishnava for instruction, then they should expect that in the course of time, he will reveal to them what are the flaws in their character, what are the flaws in their attempts to perform bhakti. And by personally revealing this to us, then only can our help them to attain. So I remember that our Mother Gurudev, who loved the Narayan Swami Maharaj, he told to us when he came to the Western countries, he said that some persons are thinking that if they go and study in the universities, and they get some PhD in comparative religious studies or any of these kind of philosophical subject matters, then they will be able to do proper preaching and they will actually be able to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srila Gurudev said they will be ruined. They will be ruined because they are hearing from my body. They are hearing from atheistic persons. And by this association, they will be ruined and they will go down. And then Srila Gurudev said, I have not gone to any university myself. Only university I have gone to is the University of Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. The pure Vaishnava, he understands what is Shuddha Nam, what is pure devotion to Radha and Krishna, and he is only interested in disseminating that message within this world, not through some hypocritical display of learning or knowledge, but by actual realization. So Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was the highest such personality who was constantly exhibiting the exalted qualities of the highest wisdom Mahabhagwa. And we are also so fortunate that we have the association of our Gurudev, who is kindly and mercifully always correcting us, trying to steer us in the right direction, tirelessly, not giving up on us, and always trying to give us the wealth that is within his heart. So I pray at his lotus feet that today that he will bless all of us, that we can actually go on this path of bhakti and serve our Guru Parampara without any deceitfulness and hypocrisy, and that we can develop the quality of saralata, simplicity, the inside and outside being the same. Gaura Prema Nandini.
Lord Yashoda Swamiji
Maharaj,
in very small age also, he left his home, went to Vrindavan in Braj, very small age. He did not even know to write the beginning alphabets of Hindi, never been to school. But from the mouth of the Vaishnavas, especially from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's association, he remained. No ordinary people had such tattva gyan as he had. When Babaji used to say Navadip, the very renowned one, Pran Gopal Shastri, very famous scholar. He was famous all over Bengal. But when he was preaching Bhagavat, that path Babaji Maharaj was crossing by, he was doing his path, his preaching about the gopis Parakya Bhav. He was speaking Braj Golok, Braj, there is not there in Braj Golok. He was only in this material world, manifest path, when he comes, when he is manifesting this Parakya, there he is always Sakya. Babaji Maharaj Gosain, Gosain, what you are speaking? Do you know what you are speaking? In Golok Vrindavan, is coming itself here to this planet. Chaitanya Charitamrita is also written, and other places also, that Krishna brings his moods, emotions, and all his Parakya Bhav associates, whatever they are. Now his associates, he comes to this place. There is no difference between the two. What is in Golok Vrindavan? There is not. It is not here also. It is not. Babaji, that preacher became speaker. He offered his obeisances at his feet and asked forgiveness. To have the knowledge of Sattva, it is not possible in university, in college, like Padmana Maharaj was speaking just now. When I was in US, somebody came to me, some people, that I am going in university for PhD. I am studying. You have fallen down. You will fall down from bhakti. Going to school, whatever your guru has taught, they can teach more than that? Never. Then by performing PhD, you will never be able to come to bhakti, rather you will fall down. Nowadays, many people in ISKCON, they are going to big universities. You can go, you don't have to go to the universities. Our most respected Raman Maharaj used to say, only I remain who can, who is in this bhakti. Whoever has gone to college, university, they have not come back. How will you be saved? I will all the time, because said in Vaishnava service, Gurudev said, I also think those who have gone to school, college, they did not return back. However, in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, one he is there now also. He was a brahmachari of Math. He went to study Sanskrit in a Sanskrit university college, and he didn't return back from there. Now married, his children, now he is now starting to work, finding a job. Where he was serving the Lord, now he is serving the Maya. Went from bhakti, fell down. That is why school colleges, we don't need to go to all these places. Whatever knowledge we have, that is enough. Studying all these things, if you haven't studied, you are not well illustrated. Literally, do not worry. Study the Siddhanta philosophy properly with the Vaishnavas. Whatever Tattva Gyan the Vaishnavas have, they will impart you all this knowledge, and also you will get Prema Bhakti of Bhagavan. I twisted so many angles. He said I can't hear. I twisted so many angles. I don't know, I just said off like this.
He had no education. He could not write a pen. But he had all the Siddhantas with him. One time in Bengal, there was one Goswami named Prasobhav Shastri. He was very, very learned. But one time he was giving a lecture.
And that see what they are going
to
do. What is that?
Prasobhav Shastri was saying, you go to Vrindavan, there is no Madhira. There is only Madhira, the marriage relationship between Krishna and the gopis. But when Krishna comes to this world, that's why he is manifested only here.
And Nathdwara also. Nathdwara also.
You are speaking.
Nathdwara.
And he explained how when Sri Krishna comes from the Dham, he brings all the devotees with their original guru here also. There is no difference between the Lord Dham and this radical thing. What is not there will not be here also. So then, Prasami, he felt that, Prasami, he felt the feet of Sri Krishna and Saraswati Maharaj begging forgiveness. So, Guru, today we have only come to study at the University of Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj. When Shri went to America the first time, then all the learned persons of Islam, they came to the Gurudev. They were going to college and universities to do their PhD, etc. Guru said, don't think you will learn anything more from them than that you are receiving from your spiritual master. Your spiritual master has been controlled on discussion. You hear from these university academies who are also atheists, you will be diverted and your body will be lost. Guru Maharaj says, we saw that happen. Also, Sri Maharaj, you can tell them I hope. I was the only one who went to school and survived. It means we did not become a materialist. Why? The only reason is because we wanted to get into service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. The Buddha said, we have also seen in his life, there was one brahmachari in his mind who was very much fond of reading Sanskrit to Brahma. Then he went to the Sanskrit home, he never came back. From there he married, had children, and raised his children. Therefore, when we come to the mind, whatever education we come with, that is more than enough. We will just by hearing and studying the Vaishnavas, all titles come together, all knowledge of Krishna's power and energy. Will automatically come to us by the process of hearing and also by serving Vaishnavas, we will also achieve the great goal of Shanabha.
Before this, the Gopi, the Shukadev Goswami, through the medium of the Gopi, he is saying, look at the idea of no bread, or dough of bread. The cows are fortunate. The cows are fortunate. The cows are fortunate. Oh, the birds of this place, they are so qualified. Sitting on the branch of bhakti, meditating on Krishna's lotus flute. They are quiet and listening to this flute song. And the rivers? The rivers? They are with their arms of their waist, they are offering lotus flowers to their to the lotus feet of Krishna. First of all, they embrace, rise up to his chest and try to embrace him. But when Krishna neglects them, then they fall down at his feet and offer these lotus flowers. The clouds, they give very cooling, soothing shade to Krishna. He even higher than us, these mortal Sindhadi aborigine girls, the tribal girls, they are superior. Like this, they are describing. And then they describe that, superior to them are the Sakhas, who are always with Krishna. Thousands of years, if you perform austerity, who have purified their heart, those who cannot meditate on Bhagavan for a second. And here the Sakhas, they are, how fortunate they are. They are rolling on this ground in the dust, playing with them, eating. So fortunate these Sakhas. For birth and birth. When sadhana is performed, lot of following rules and regulations, sometimes, somehow, you are able to purify your heart. But yogis also, they cannot achieve even one grain of dust from the feet of such sakha, such yogis also. And as Bhagavan Brijananda himself, they are see, fighting, wrestling, playing with these sakhas. What fortune these red sky kids have. Now in Sakhala, they are describing now. In these gopis, what to speak about their advancement of these, what they are doing with Krishna. Who can have direct darshan of the big, big yogis who are in their yoga, in their meditation, they cannot even meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And these kids of Braj, Sri Shukadeva Goswami is speaking all this, that they are so fortunate. Why these pastimes are being described? Whose heart towards which rush has grieved or has no heart, he has some point of trace of that how. That pastimes, dasaras, asalaras, maduras, hearing these pastimes, they will manifest this greed in their heart. This greed will come in their heart. That is why. And who have some greed, their greed will be nourished. Like this. That is why Shukadeva Goswami is describing all this. Feeding. When Krishna goes for grazing the cows, then he performs various astonishing pastimes with the sakhas. Shukadeva Goswami is describing those very pastimes. Sometimes Krishna, with the cowherd voice, wrestling, he becomes tired. He killed Agasur, Bakasur, Kant. Just in a fraction of a second, he killed them. And with those sakhas, when he is wrestling, sometimes he defeats Sridham, sometimes Sridham is on his chest, sometimes he loses, sometimes Sridham loses. And they are more or less equal. With the effort of this wrestling, when he becomes tired, then at the banks of River Yamuna, very beautiful, fragrant, cool wind is blowing. And in the shade of the kadam tree, there are flowers decorating the kadam tree. These are very fragrant, these flowers. And secondly, Radhaji is considered it is rather a fault from our wife, because her complexion is like kadam tree, and he sits near the under the kadam tree. But made by Vinda Devi or by the Prakash, the very soft leaves, the reddish, just very newborn leaves and flowers, just like a rose flower, and its petals he takes, and he just takes out the petals, also the similar lotus flowers, he just takes out the petals, and made a very beautiful bed for Krishna, and Krishna is sleeping on that, very cool, soothing, fragrant petals. Sridham, Radha's brother, he puts his head in his lap. All these sakhas, especially sakhas, what are they doing? Somebody is massaging legs, somebody feet, somebody hands. All these sakhas have this desire that I should make a bed mattress of petals of flowers for Krishna. I should, they massage him. So he expands himself. They make thousands and thousands of pots of lotus petals, mattress of lotus, and he expands himself thousands, and he rests simultaneously in how can 5, 10, 20 people massage one Krishna. So he gives chance to all the sakhas, like this very astonishing pastimes. Who can describe the glories of the sakhas? They are massaging his lotus feet directly. Lakshmiji also does not have this fortune. She can only massage Narayan's lotus feet. She wanted to enter the Ras, she can enter. She can't enter in bed. And these sakhas, they are so fortunate. They have made a fan out of soft leaves, and with the and they have also made a bouquet of the flowers and made a fan. Nowadays you have such fans, electric fans. Earlier, the mothers to their children, the ladies, the wives to their husbands, the sisters to their brothers, how much was needed, so lovingly they would fan their relatives. Now you just push it off. Oh, it is going so fast, it can be slowed down. You need a regulator. There is no love in this fan. But that fan is full of fame. It is full. It is a bouquet of love. Now all these things are so much lacking in all these things. Some Gopalak melting their hearts, melted in love, they are increasing the joy, the bliss of Sri Krishna, and they are singing those very pastimes which they have performed or performing with Krishna, very sweet, like Mother Yashoda, along with her chanting the yoga or other tasks performing, she is singing newer and newer, fresher and fresher songs, just like the Sakis. They have to pay adhikam. These gifts and their singing. Sakhas are also no less. In the poetry, they are making, singing very beautifully. And Krishna is singing, hearing these pastimes and fanning Krishna very sweetly. Now here, the Sakharas of Sakhas are finishing to describe, and now they are going further. Yashoda Mahabhaga, the most fortunate mother, Yashoda. Aho, with astonishment, again exclamation, they are speaking. Parikshita Raja is saying, O Brahman, Shukadeva Goswami. To Shukadeva Goswami, he says, Maharaj, or Nanda Baba, they are saying, what austerities has Nanda Baba performed, or what he has given in charity, and what holy forms, he has taken bath. That? Nanda Baba is saying, bring my sandals of my feet, he brings on his head. And he gives order to Krishna. He loves him, Krishna. He loves Krishna, taking him in his lap, shows affection to him, pats him. Boom. Parabrahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the originator of Narayan, also is coming from him. Such Krishna, he takes him in his lap. Yashoda, Mahabhaga, most fortunate. And this Yashoda, the most fortunate, she also. What did she do? That Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she is giving her breast milk. She is giving the milk of her breast. And Krishna's hunger, it never decreases. He would drink more and more and more. What austerities did they perform? It was described. Drona or Dhara. Drona Dhara, they performed austerity. This is not correct. This is just to cheat the ordinary people. They said, so we have Drona and Dhara, austerities they will perform, and in these austerities, by these austerities, when they gain perfection, when Brahmaji gave them boom, Nanda and Baba, they combined in the forms of Nanda and Baba. And they raised the Vatsalyaras. When the past tense were finished, Indra and Dhara, again they went to heavenly planets. Like this, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, what have they done? These descriptions are being described here. Maybe we'll stop. Tomorrow also. Rest day. But still we will have katha in the morning, in the evening also. And day after. Charanpahari, etc., etc., places we will visit for fill one another. Translation.
Yesterday we heard how the deer are fortunate. The cows are fortunate. The dogs are fortunate. The birds are fortunate. Actually, one of the birds from Bhakti Nandan, those birds are actually great appreciators of trees. Hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, they have stopped their chirping and have become silent. The river, by their arms in the form of waves, offer flowers and embrace the chest of Krishna, but being neglected by him, they come to the feet. The clouds offer shade and cooling rainfall in the form of tears, but superior to them are the pointy girls. Because the appearance of the Pandits are the friends of Krishna, the sons of Krishna, because they are always with him. Therefore, last night we heard he comes to some brothers who come to Kutiyana, Kachakatanam, Paradeya, and here the yogis, after thousands of years, are performing sacrificial yajna. With their purified mind, even they cannot see them as feet of Krishna. But these cowardly boys are always with the Krishna directly. For thousands of years, yogis perform austerities from the different branches of the yoga, like yam and niyam. Birth after birth, they endeavor. Their intelligence becomes fixed, but still they cannot catch one special dust at the feet of Sri Krishna. But the cowardly boys are playing directly with those souls who would have stayed by the street. How fortunate they are, to be able to find you to describe them. What to speak of? Playing with the Krishna, the yogi can even meditate upon him. Therefore, the question may arise, then why is the Minister of Money describing such a pastime? By describing the sweetness of Satyara, friendship rules, Satyara, parental rules, and Madhurira, conjugal rules, by using the sweetness of these pastimes, one may develop a greed to also enter into those pastimes and serve accordingly. There was a cowboy and a cowboy. The cowboy boys are moving place to place, performing wonderful lyrics. One time, Sri Krishna was wrestling with the cowboy, especially Sri Dham, and and he fell fire. That same Krishna who killed Hugh Stephen's like Agasur and Makasur in less than a second, by wrestling with Chidam, he became exhausted. Sometimes he would defeat Chidam, sometimes he was defeated by Chidam. Therefore, Krishna went to the back of the Yamuna, and a very cool, sweet breeze was blowing there. And Krishna took rest under one Kadamba tree. Why? Because that is the color of Sri Radhika. And Srimati Radhika, she always rested in front of the Kamal tree, because that is the complexion of Krishna. But Kadamba tree had a very sweet smell. And Vrinda, all the coward boys, had made a very soft bed for Krishna, composed of taking the petals of the flowers, removing the scent and covering them with a soft cloth. Krishna would rest his head on the lap of Sridhar, and the other coward boys would mount it to sleep. So there are millions of coward boys, and all one performed the service of making the bed for Krishna and Mata in his sleep. Therefore, it was arranged by Yoga Maya, thousands of millions of suckers make thousands of beds, and Krishna accepts thousands of forms and takes and lies on those beds, and each coward boy gets a chance to worship in Mata's Krishna. Several of the suckers are even more fortunate than Lakshmi. Lakshmi's not so fortunate. She can only catch hold of the feet of the Rana, but she cannot enter Rana Mandal. She cannot touch the feet of Krishna like a coward boy. Therefore, would have said previously, can we just do by hand? The mother would fan the son by hand. The sister would fan the brother. The wife would fan the husband. Now let us press the baby button and fall. There is no prayer now. All these things are being covered now. Therefore, the coward boys would take branches and holding the stem of the branches, they would fan the Christians. They would also sing for his enjoyment. Madhya Sona sings Govinda Dhamma Dharmada Vati. The Gopi sang Gopi Hill, etc. But the suckers are not less than them, singing in a very soft, sweet way. Krishna falls asleep. Therefore, Subhita Goswami here completes the description of Sakira, and he describes the good fortune of Madhya Sona, which serves Krishna's Vatsalira. Nanda Kikaro, Ramana, Prayima, Mahadoya, Sundava, Mahabhara, Sampayasu, Samali. It is hard. What austerity did Nanda Baba perform? What holy place did he take part in? What mantra did he chant? Did he just say to Krishna, hey, Guru, bring my shoes? Krishna takes the shoes on his head and comes towards Krishna. Then Krishna takes Nanda Baba takes Krishna on his back and gives him so much affection. Never can talk of his head. Who is that Krishna? He is the bottom of the absolute truth. Bhagavan Chidurayan is only a part of him. But Madhisthora is more fortunate than even Nanda Baba. Because she speaks milk directly from her breast to Sri Krishna, whose thirst is never exhausted, therefore he drinks more and more. What austerity did she do? If the Bhagavan is clear, the Drona Dara performed austerity to please Lord Rama. Therefore, they achieved the meditation of taking the position of Nanda Yashoda. But actually, this is just what she did, the common person. Actually, John and Dara, being blessed by Lord Brahma, came to the body of Nanda Yashoda. And in the body of Nanda Yashoda, they tasted Vatsalira, and after the completion of Krishna's pastime, they went to get back to the head of the flesh. Now, it's very steady, but they will be morning and evening. Hare Krishna. The Buddha has been from the Jesus and today. The following are 35. 10 Combined up to about Krishna Maharaj and Krishna Maharaj. The name will be announced in past 35. One more announcement. Today is our last race day. Kalka has been 17. Kalka from the Bharat Pitcher from the Bhaktavar Sajjan. लेकर के 9:35 तक पालन चंद्र पालन करना है कल सकाल 9:00 पालन सुबह 1 बजे का फास्टिंग